Bestia is Italian for beast. It is also the name of a new cookbook from one of the hottest restaurants here in LA. The restaurant is run by a chef with Middle Eastern roots and his wife, who's a pastry chef. Now, this city is usually associated more with Mexican food, Korean food, Thai, Vietnamese. But Bestia, a rustic Italian spot, has diners waiting months to score a table, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Getting a dinner reservation at Bestia is not easy.
It's like winning a lottery ticket.
Katie Dipp took a half day off from work to drive through heavy traffic from Orange County for her friend's birthday celebration.
We got the smoked chicken liver pate, the roasted marrow bone.
This is not your typical Americanized spaghetti and meatballs Italian restaurant. Chef Ori Menashe describes his menu as Italian in soul and heart.
If you would have some grandmother from Italy come and eat here, she would feel like it's authentic because the way of preparation is how the grandmother cooks, low and slow, take your time. Develop flavors.
Menashe is not Italian, though he could play one on TV. As the late food critic Jonathan Gold once noted, the chef grew up in Beverly Hills in Israel, where he served in the military. He traveled the world, then came back to LA, where he dropped out of culinary school after a month. He went on to cook at an Israeli restaurant and a number of Italian ones, most notably Pizzeria Mozza and Angelini Osteria.
I see right away it was very good. Chef cooking is unbelievable.
Chef Gino Angelini hired Menashe in his kitchen 17 years ago. He says Menashe learned quickly and became a leader.
It motivated a lot. The staff, the audience is great for this.
Do you think that the grandmothers would approve of his food?
Yes, it's very good. Absolutely. They cooking slow. And also, it's from Mediterranean also in, because it's from Israel and from Italy. It's not very too distant.
Angelini affectionately gave him the name Bestia, beast in Italian.
Bestia? Yes, because bestia to me means also one strong guy. It's a bestia.
Ori, so baby corn and lettuce. What else did you say?
5 days a week, the produce truck arrives. Forager Dragan Ivanovich delivers the seasonal vegetables and fruits he collected from farms up north.
Persimmons are in season.
A lot of squashes, pumpkins, a lot of root vegetables. Like, those are strawberry guavas.
You have pineapple guava?
Yes, we have some pineapple guava.
Those are my favorite. I grew up with a tree. Those are my favorite guava. Where are they? Tell me right now.
Genevieve Gurgis, Menashe's wife, is the pastry chef at Bestia. She salivates over some Concord grapes.
Like, what if we, like, used it for something like a little garnish where we sugared them?
Yeah.
Inside the restaurant's open kitchen, the husband-wife duo take turns showing how they prepare dishes. First up, Genevieve's Little Gem Salad, a simple, accessible recipe in their new cookbook.
We use, like, the inner leaves of the gem lettuce because the outside leaves are a little bit on the bitter side. Then there's a mixture of herbs, dill, parsley, green onion, and then a little bit of shallot.
He gently tosses the salad with a house-made walnut vinaigrette.
He named it after me because it was inspired by what I like to eat.
Yeah, but she was pregnant at the time, too, so she had this, like, aura to her whenever I would see her. She was just like this goddess walking into the restaurant.
The two bicker affectionately as they work side by side. They met 13 years ago at Angelini's La Terza. He was a cook, she a hostess. In 2012, they opened Bestia in an old coal warehouse in what was then a sketchy part of LA's arts district. Last April, they opened their second restaurant a few blocks away. Bevel features a Middle Eastern menu. Besides running both and writing a cookbook, the couple also has a 4-year-old daughter named Saffron. And Saffron, the spice, can be found in many of Chef Ori's dishes, as well as other enchanting and expensive elements, such as squid ink aioli, truffles, and homemade nduja. That's a spicy, spreadable pork sausage made with Calabrian chilies.
We use in ours fennel seed, garlic, paprika, chili flakes, pork fat, pork meat, salt, and then it goes through fermentation, and that's where you get that acidity, and that's what balances the richness from the pork fat.
He uses nduja on pizza and in his seafood sauces.
We're gonna add the mussels and clams.
Also in the cookbook and on the menu is a massive $75 pork chop, a fennel-crusted tomahawk with the loin and belly on the bone. Chef Ori grills each chop over different temperature zones, caramelizing, then searing, letting it rest, then searing again.
You want that person at the table to be holding that rib and eating it with their hands. This piece is 2 minutes away from being ready.
And you tell that just by poking it with your finger?
Yes. Now you could use the thermometer method that I have in the book and it will always be like perfect.
In one corner of the kitchen, Gurgis creates the desserts. Apple cider donuts, fruit crostatas with black pepper ice cream, pear tarts.
This is one of my favorites. It just signifies the holiday season.
Gurgis is a self-taught pastry chef with just 2 weeks training at the famous Bay Area restaurant Chez Panisse. She grew up in Thousand Oaks, north of L.A., and was a professional French horn player who also designed fashion and furniture.
Her pastries are ridiculous. She's good in everything. It's crazy.
Oh, God.
Each day before the restaurant opens, Chef Ori huddles up his crew for a pep talk.
Mahalo. What I want to say today is how proud I am. Chef Melissa, you've been doing an amazing job. Chef Rusty.
Sous chef Rusty Reed and pastry cook Dennis Hong even freestyle a rap for the day.
All right, check it out. Great cooks, we don't mean to flaunt. We just opened up a second restaurant.
At Bestia, cooking and serving the food is clearly a team effort.
Oh, wait, it's hard to get a reservation, so we put you on the pizza station. That's all I got.
On three, let's have a great service.
1, 2, 3,
with that, the doors fling open and hungry diners fill the house. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.